Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson that's titled Ironing. I hate to iron.
Odio planchar.
Odio planchar. And I think that's our key word for today, right?
Yes, the key word is planchar.
To planchar, or I guess that's a verb, and that means to iron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So why don't we just jump into this dialogue? Let's see what's going on today.
Dialogue. First time.
¡Me quemo!
¿Está caliente?
Sí, está hirviendo.
Odio planchar.
Sí, yo también.
Second time.
¡Me quemo!
¿Está caliente?
Sí, está hirviendo.
Odio planchar.
Sí, yo también.
Third time.
¡Me quemo!
¿Está caliente?
Sí, está hirviendo.
Odio planchar.
Sí, yo también.
All right, we're back. So now, why don't we translate for you, good folks?
Me quemo.
I burned myself.
Me quemo.
I burned myself.
Me quemo. ¿Está caliente?
Is it hot?
¿Está caliente?
Is it hot?
¿Está caliente? Sí, está hirviendo.
Yeah, it's boiling.
Sí, está hirviendo.
Yeah, it's really hot.
Sí, está hirviendo. Odio planchar.
I hate to iron.
Odio planchar.
I hate ironing.
Odio planchar. Sí, yo también.
Yeah, me too.
Sí, yo también.
Yep, me too.
Sí, yo también.
Okay, so we're ironing, and obviously I think somebody burned themselves a little bit. Why don't we go back to that first line, me quemo.
Me quemo.
Okay, so why do we say me?
Okay, me, it's referring to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me and burning. So this verb, quemo, is the verb quemarse.
Okay.
It's in the reflexive form.
Okay, because yeah, you burnt yourself.
Yes, the action is on you.
So that's why the person said, I burned myself. I guess it's an exclamation, kind of like an expression. Ah, me quemo.
Me quemo.
Right, you just say it when you touch something hot.
Sí, me quemo.
And then the other person asks a question saying, is it hot?
¿Está caliente?
Is it hot?
¿Está caliente?
So we use the verb ser o estar. In this case, it's the verb estar. ¿Está caliente? So we have an adjective, which is hot. And this is why we use the verb estar. I think sometimes people have a little bit of a confusion as to when we use ser or estar. In this case, we say está caliente.
Mm-hmm. When you say está caliente, it's when you're referring that something, it's hot, but in the temperature sense. And when you want to say someone is a hottie, then you say es caliente. But we don't usually use caliente. That's because, you know, when you're thinking in English, you think that caliente is hot. So you can also say es caliente means he's hot. But if you want to say someone is hot, you can say es guapo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you use es because that's usually a permanent form. Mm-hmm. He is hot.
Exactly.
Okay. So why don't we move on to the third line when we say sí, está hirviendo.
Sí, está hirviendo.
All right, so sí, we know is yes. Mm-hmm. And then we have the verb estar again. And then we have a verb, hirviendo.
Yes, that's the verb hervir. Hervir means to boil. Okay, and here we have the gerund, hirviendo. Está hirviendo. It means it's boiling.
So remember that sometimes in Spanish, the H is silent in cases like hotel or hola. In this case, it's not an exception. We say hirviendo. The H is silent.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that, as Liliana translated, boiling, but we usually use it in Spanish when something is hot, we say hirviendo. It doesn't necessarily have to be boiling.
Exactly.
So the day, for example, está hirviendo el día.
Yeah, you can say like the day is boiling, right? So you can say está hirviendo.
Or maybe the engine of a car is really, really hot. You can say está hirviendo. Obviously, the engine is not boiling per
exactly.
se, but it's very hot.
Also, when you get into like cars and they're like leather seats and it's so hot outside, you're like, oh, está hirviendo.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then the person just makes another exclamation. We find out that the person is ironing and she says, odio planchar.
odio planchar. Odio in English might be a very, you know, like
strong word.
Yeah, because it's to hate. When in Spanish, we use the word odiar a lot. So
we hate a lot of things.
Yeah, we hate a lot of things. We don't like them. So it's the verb odiar, odio. And then we have our keyword planchar.
Okay, to iron. If we say odio planchar, I'm saying I hate to iron. Can we replace the verb with something else?
Mm-hmm. You can say odio bailar.
Oh, I hate to dance.
Odio comer.
I hate to eat.
I just said I hate things that I love, actually. I love eating and dancing.
So what about this verb planchar? That's to iron. What do you call the actual iron?
Plancha.
Plancha.
Okay. Planchas con la plancha.
Planchas con la plancha. You iron with the iron.
Exactly.
It's as weird as it in English as it is in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're ironing, and then we finish off the dialogue by saying, by agreeing. Yeah, I do too.
Sí, yo también.
Sí, yo también. So when I agree with you, I say yo también.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that's really easy. You can't just say también, right?
Well, you could say, but that's more colloquial.
Okay, so it's better to just say yo también.
Yes.
Okay, what is the opposite of yo también?
Tampoco.
Okay, so me neither, yo tampoco.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. So a lot of great stuff here. Why don't we listen to the dialogue again, and we'll be back in a bit.
Dialogue, first time.
Me quemo.
¿Está caliente?
Sí, está hirviendo.
Odio planchar.
Sí, yo también.
Second time.
¡Me quemo!
¿Está caliente?
Sí, está hirviendo.
Odio planchar.
Sí, yo también.
Third time.
¡Me quemo!
¿Está caliente?
Sí, está hirviendo.
Odio planchar.
Sí, yo también.
All right, so talking about ironing, planchar, what are other household chores that you have to do? For example, ironing is one of them. What about washing?
Lavar.
Lavar. What about sweeping?
Barrer.
Barrer. Okay.
With the double R, barrer.
Barrer. Okay, so which is your least favorite household chore?
All of them.
Really? You hate doing house chores?
I hate. It depends. If I have like a cleaning day mood, I just put music and I just start doing it, but not really.
Not often.
Not often. Now, what I do like doing is arranging drawers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, but...
So what do you do? You take the drawer, you take everything out, and then you put it back in?
Exactly. I take everything out. And you know, there's so much stuff that it's disgusting. After, seriously, because I have a PhD now on like...
In drawer cleaning?
In drawer cleaning. But I take it out and put it in the trash, and there's so much stuff we keep.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
And it's really bad, actually, for energy purposes.
Really?
Yeah. It's good to always have new clean things, you know, you don't have to get attached to like old things.
The things that I keep in my drawers, I usually don't use very much for some odd reason.
That's why I like to clean drawers.
I actually know a couple of people who find ironing kind of soothing,
yeah,
relaxing.
I have a friend of mine. She loves putting like TV on and she starts ironing. She loves it. I'm like, what?
I get really frustrated with ironing because I don't know how to do it very well. So
I'm really good, actually.
I can't. I iron one side and the other side gets wrinkled again. I wrinkle and then I iron the other one and the side I just ironed gets wrinkled again. So
okay, that means that you.
I'm really bad at ironing. Yeah. Maybe jeans. I'm good at that, but not shirts.
You iron your jeans?
Sometimes.
Okay, that's weird.
What are you talking about? Sometimes they're really wrinkled when they come out of the washing machine.
Oh, no. I'm telling you. Okay, I think that's going to be the question of the day. ¿Ustedes planchan sus pantalones de mezclilla?
Mezclilla, what is this?
Pantalones de mezclilla means jeans. Or like in Spain, they say, ¿Ustedes planchan sus vaqueros?
All right, so basically, do you iron your pants? Do you iron your jeans?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
Let's just listen to what people have to say.
All right, and if you guys have any other questions or comments, you can always visit us at SpanishPod.com or drop us an email.
We'll see you then.
All right, bye.
Bye.